Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's the 18th anniversary of the attacks, the events of 9/11, 2001, and I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to put what I'm about to say in perspective, in the perspective of three words, and I'll reveal those three words to you in a minute, and I believe these three words could do more to fight terrorism long-term than anything else. So I want to start by saying that since World War II, human behavior has manifested in a classic example of what I'm calling a human paradox. One side of this puzzle is that we possess the intellectual and technical ability to create nuclear weapons capable of global human annihilation. The other side of that parable, of that paradox, after four generations of nuclear-armed nations aiming those weapons at each other, the value of life ultimately proved more compelling than the potential for political or strategic conquest. What became known as MAD, mutually assured destruction, ultimately prevailed, and it has prevailed so far. We've aimed, but we haven't shot each other with nuclear weapons. We haven't bombed each other with those weapons. The value of life has so far been more compelling among nations. But 18 years ago, this week, the belief that preservation of life is the highest form of human value would deter unprovoked, murderous attacks of thousands of innocents by individuals turned into an illusion. On September the 11th, 2001, civilization was blindsided by an ironic form of barbarism, Without respect for any international convention or moral standard, 19 evil humans took the lives of almost 3,000 innocents and declared war on the rest of us. This barbarism was ironic because these followers of a radical form of Islam employed to their murderous advantage one of the icons of the very society they claimed to hate, technology. Indeed, the same humans who would take the 21st century civilization back to the Stone Age adopted some of our most advanced innovations to coordinate and conduct their evil deeds. And then the rest of their cowardly co-conspirators claimed those crimes with more modern technology as they communicated their demented Dark Ages worldview. But just as technology became the ironic lever of those who placed no value on innocent life, it's still a powerful lever for those who do. When tolerant, civilized humans use technology like the internet and associated applications, when civilized people do that, they do three very important things. They communicate, they conduct business, and they share values. The carcinogens that give rise to the disease of terrorism are ignorance and intolerance. But those vectors can be eradicated little by little when an eBay seller in Kankakee, Illinois, trades with a customer in Kabul, Afghanistan. Or when a small business owner in Bangor, Maine, uses YouTube to share a best practice with his peer in Baghdad, Iraq. I know people in both Kabul and Baghdad, and I've witnessed business relationships, like I just mentioned, I've witnessed business relationships evaporate xenophobia, quicker than a puff of steam, leaving behind a beautiful discovery of shared values and trust. All because someone said these three words. These are the three words that I believe can do more to eradicate terrorism long term than anything else. Those three words are, let's do business. Let's do business. Duana Nafial Alamel. That's how you say it in Arabic, even though I probably didn't say it very well. Let's do business. The 19th century French economist Frederick Bastiat said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. When goods cross borders, armies don't. Thanks to digital technology, never in the history of humanity have goods and values crossed so many borders so efficiently as today. E-commerce, micro-trade, you could call it. E-commerce across borders is one of the awesome benefits of the 21st century's most powerful offering, digital leverage. We now have digital leverage. The bad guys use it to their advantage. We can use it more to a greater degree to do business and share values across borders. The 18th century Irish philosopher Edmund Burke said, all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. In a post 9/11 world, there is no greater army of good people than the global small business sector, leveraging technology to trade and share values across borders. Small business owners, leveraging technology to trade and share values across borders. Let's do business. The symbiosis of business and shared values naturally transmogrifies into a most powerful weapon against the inequities of the iniquity of tolerant of intolerance and hatred. Let's create more of that symbiosis by promoting more business among the world's small businesses. We can fight this iniquity of intolerance and hatred by promoting more business among the world's small businesses. The most enduring weapon against terrorism, my friends, are tolerance. The most enduring weapons are tolerance, shared values, and commerce. Let's do business. Those three words. Terrorism hates those three words. Let's do business. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.